Wait, Charles, see, Charles working the covers, you know? And Charles, he'd go in there all the time and he'd get his covers mixed up. I couldn't understand how he could get it mixed up. Because, you know, they'd be, different machines had different numbers. You know, we had a big table and there would be, you know, boards like this, you know, troughs like, you know, for each machine. And the men would come up and put the colors. Like, one machine might be running 7 or 8 different colors.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So if they were running 7 or 8 different colors, you know, they'd come up and put 7 or 8 different colors. You know, and it's one thing. Anyway, so I couldn't understand why Charles always got his colors mixed up and his numbers all messed up. You know, I mean, he didn't do it a lot, but once in a while, at least once a week, you know, he'd do it, mess it up. Couldn't understand why. So I asked Charles, I said, you know, I noticed when it got too many, he'd start messing up. So I told Charles, you know, let me do those, you know. You know, I thought he just didn't care.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, keep going through all this happening. So I come back and he says, he just told me, says, oh, I know what it is. There might be different colors. There might be 5 different colors. And they would have names for the colors. And, you know, and Charles, how did he put it? He said, Charles said he'd be, like, when he picked it up, you know, when spot the colors, he'd watch them when they set it down. And they, you know, as he set them down, there'd be, you know, the 5 different colors. He'd pick the 5 colors up in that order. And then he would put it on the machine. Well, and I only had the colors and the numbers and all this junk. So he'd sit there and he says, see those colors there? Well, I said, you know, so you don't, you know, because you're getting hurt, you know. He said, that ain't it. He said, look down. He said, see all them colors and all those numbers? He said, I don't know what they are. He said, I couldn't tell you, you know, the name or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I couldn't read the name. He said, I don't even know the numbers. You know, I found out, he says, I can't read or write. You know, but he was smart enough to work out a system so that he could handle it. He's the kind he'd go home. See, he wanted me to get permanent third shift. Third shift's like 11 to 7. Man, when I got off at 7 in the morning, you had to take this. Every 2 weeks, you'd have a different shift.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated that shift. Because when I got off at 7 in the morning, when I got home by 7:30, I was in bed by 8:15. I would sleep. Mom would have to drag me out of bed at 9:30, 9:15 that night. I would sleep the whole day. That was 2 weeks out of my life because I never saw nothing. Weekends, you know, get off Saturday morning. I mean, Saturday was shot for me. I'd get up Sunday sometimes, you know. And he wanted a permanent shift because he liked those hours, you know. Because what he'd do is, like, when he got off at 7, he'd stay up at maybe 2 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like getting off at 4 and staying up at 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then he'd go to bed and sleep the regular 8 hours. So what he'd do is, he'd get home, like, say his neighbor would be out in the yard cutting grass, and he couldn't sleep. So that when he found out when his neighbor slept, because he worked at another mill right down the road, Seminole, he'd find out what shift he worked, and he'd make sure he was asleep. He'd get his big old 55-gallon drum barrel with water in it, put his big boat going in it, run. It was out there in the yard fighting. You know, because, you know, that's kind of, you know, and then there was two buddies that live over there. All right. They grew up together, went to service together, went on the buddy system, stayed in that same place, same everything, 2 years, got out, got in an apartment, went, got in a job, same plant, worked in the same apartment. They weren't brothers now. They were buddies. You know? Well, one of them met this girl and got married. So she just moved in there with them, you know? You know, but as his wife. Well, they even worked the same shift now. One time, this one got put on another shift. So, you know, they worked like that. Well, one day, they run out of work. The one that was married to the girl was on a third shift. Another one had been on another shift. And they'd run out of time. I mean, they'd run out of things to do on the third shift, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. So a lot of times when they, you know, run out of something to do, they'll let them go home.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than keep them, you know. They'll keep, you know, 1 or 2 people.
Mm-hmm.